FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Ngabane says only the president can decide whether she stays in office or not. Ngabane is under pressure to resign amid claims she lied to Parliament over an advisory panel purportedly responsible for appointing the CETA's board chairpersons. Yesterday, the DA laid criminal charges against her. Ngabane told reporters in Cape Town today that she is not bothered by calls for her to step down.
With the appointments and redeployment, it is the prerogative of the president. So we are here on his mercy. We don't appoint ourselves. So it is the decision of the president. I don't even want to entertain that.
Many small businesses in KwaZulu-Natal continue to struggle accessing global markets despite the province's status as a key trading hub. And that's according to Standard Bank and the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. The bank's head of enterprise, Naledzani Musomane, says barriers like complex export rules, lack of funding and limited trade know-how are holding back KZN SMEs.
Some of the challenges that SMEs, particularly in KZN, face in terms of trying to access these global markets is understanding the complex export regulations for the markets that they want to operate within. They also struggle in terms of limited access to funding to support them in branching out to markets outside of South Africa. And they also struggle with a lack of, you know, international trade experience, which really stifles some of their SME growth beyond our South African borders.
Standard Bank and SACI have come together to launch a new export readiness program later this month. They say the program will equip 20 KZN SMEs with export training, funding tools and market access.
It's an intense 12-week program and it focuses on supporting these SMEs with workshops which focus on export compliance, helping them in terms of getting the necessary certification. We're also going to touch on access to funding tools. We are targeting businesses that are already operational, that have been operational for at a minimum 2 years. We want businesses that are actually able to move to the next level from an export perspective.
And Sean Diddy Combs has been cleared of racketeering and sex trafficking. His ex-partner Cassandra Ventura and another woman. But the 55-year-old US rapper, who's been behind bars since he was arrested last September, has been convicted of 2 counts of prostitution. Douglas Widger was a prosecution lawyer at his trial in New York.
Of course, we would have liked to have seen a conviction on the sex crimes in RICO, but we understand beyond a reasonable doubt is a high standard, and we're just pleased that that he still faces substantial jail time.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.